Welcome back to the show. Today we're diving into a fascinating economic challenge that affects all of us, especially when it comes to financial stability.
That sounds intriguing. What's the core issue we're exploring today?
Imagine a bank stress test. Regulators want to tell the public if banks are healthy, but revealing too much bad news could actually cause a bank run. It's a real tightrope walk.
So the very act of disclosing information could destabilize what it's trying to protect. That's quite a paradox.
Exactly. This dilemma is at the heart of a new paper from the Federal Reserve Bank of New York by Pablo Azar, titled Bayesian Persuasion and Cryptography.
Bayesian persuasion. I've heard that term. Isn't that about a sender strategically choosing how to disclose information to a receiver?
Precisely. In this context, a regulator is the sender, and depositors or market participants are the receivers. The central question the paper asks is, how can a sender, like a financial regulator, commit to a specific information disclosure rule, especially when they might have an incentive to suppress unfavorable signals after the fact?
Ah, the commitment problem. So, a regulator might announce a rule, but then after seeing a really bad stress test result, they might decide to just not disclose it?
That's the core of it. The traditional Bayesian persuasion model assumes the sender can commit to a rule up front, but in reality, once the sender sees the outcome, they might want to renegotiate or alter the disclosure.
Even if every disclosed signal is verifiably correct, they could still just choose not to disclose a bad one. That undermines the whole idea of commitment.
That's right. The paper highlights that this ex post discretion is a huge problem. Depositors wouldn't trust the process if they knew the regulator could hide bad news.
So, what does the paper propose to solve this fundamental commitment issue?
The key finding is the introduction of something called Receiver Private Certified Bayesian Persuasion, or RPCBP. It's a new benchmark for credible disclosure.
Receiver Private Certified Bayesian Persuasion. That's a mouthful. Can you break down what that means?
Absolutely. In RPCBP, the receiver, say a depositor, gets the signal about the bank's health. Crucially, they also get a certificate proving the signal was generated correctly according to the announced rule.
Okay, so the receiver knows the signal is legitimate, but what about the receiver private part?
That's the game changer. The sender, the regulator, does not learn the specific realized signal before it's delivered to the receiver.
Wait, the regulator doesn't know the signal before it's sent out? How does that help with commitment?
It removes the ex post discretion. If the regulator never sees the specific signal, they can't suppress an unfavorable draw or only release favorable ones. They can't grind the disclosure.
So, by keeping the specific signal hidden from the sender until it's already delivered to the receiver, you force the sender to stick to their initial commitment.
Precisely. It prevents what the paper calls anti-grinding. The commitment mechanism needs to be robust enough to withstand the sender's natural desire to manipulate the message after the state is known.
That makes a lot of sense. So, how do they achieve this receiver-private aspect? This sounds like a job for some serious technology.
And that's where the cryptography part of the paper's title comes in. The paper's main theorem shows that implementing this receiver-private certified Bayesian persuasion is equivalent to secure two-party computation.
Secure two-party computation? I've heard that's a cornerstone of modern cryptography. How does it apply here?
Think of it this way. Secure two-party computation allows two parties to jointly evaluate a committed rule using their private inputs, but they only reveal the outputs specified by that rule, not the inputs themselves. In our stress test example, a secure computation protocol would authenticate the bank's balance sheet data, then sample the prescribed stress test signal, and deliver only that signal and its certificate directly to the depositors.
And the key is that this happens without revealing the specific stress test outcome to the regulator first?
Exactly. The regulator sees the initial state, but not the specific signal drawn from the rule. This prevents them from interfering with the randomized disclosure.
So, cryptography isn't just a technical detail for implementation. It's fundamental to making this economic commitment actually work.
That's another major finding. The paper argues that when the sender absolutely must be prevented from changing the signal, then cryptographically hiding that signal from the sender becomes a necessity.
That's a really powerful statement. So, it's not just a nice to have, but an essential component for credible disclosure.
What's even more interesting is how this reverses the usual economic role of computational hardness. Often, computational limits are seen as a constraint on what institutions can achieve.
Meaning, if something is too hard to compute, it's harder to implement a perfect economic outcome.
Right. But here, the paper shows the opposite. The institution, this commitment mechanism, improves welfare, precisely because it's computationally hard for parties to undo the privacy that keeps the signal hidden from the sender.
So, computational hardness is a feature, not a bug. In this context, it's what makes the commitment attainable. That's a fascinating twist.
It really is. It shifts the perspective on how we think about the feasibility of ideal economic benchmarks in the real world.
Can we talk a bit more about the practical implications of this research? Are we talking about futuristic tech or something closer to reality?
The paper argues this isn't speculative. It points to emerging legal and technical backgrounds like the Genius Act signed in 2025, which created a framework for stablecoins.
So the idea of auditable digital objects and secure computation is already gaining traction in the financial world?
Yes. The implementation path is becoming clearer. A bank commits balance sheet data, a regulator authenticates it, and then a secure computation protocol evaluates the disclosure rule and releases the signal.
So the protocol doesn't replace the regulator's job of verifying the initial bank data, but it ensures they can't interfere with the disclosure process afterward?
Exactly. It solves that distinct commitment problem. Once the state is authenticated, the regulator cannot alter the randomized disclosure meant for depositors.
This could have huge implications beyond just bank stress tests, couldn't it? Things like credit ratings or even how companies disclose information.
Absolutely. The framework is applicable to financial disclosure, credit ratings, investor communication, and even algorithmic recommendation systems. Anywhere a sender needs to credibly commit to an information structure.
Are there any limitations or caveats to this approach? It sounds almost too perfect.
One important point is that the paper also discusses a public abort variant. This acknowledges that a cryptographic protocol can't force an unwilling party to participate.
So, a regulator could still choose to abort the entire disclosure process if they see a really dire state?
Yes, they could condition their participation on the observed state. If the state is truly catastrophic, they might decide to send a public abort signal, meaning no specific stress test result is released. But, and this is crucial, they still cannot condition their decision on the realized signal itself, because that signal is only sampled after the continue abort decision is made and remains hidden from them.
So they can choose to shut down the process, but they can't selectively release good news and hide bad news within the committed disclosure rule.
Precisely. It's a practical acknowledgement of how these systems might operate in the real world while still enforcing the core anti-grinding commitment.
This has been a really enlightening discussion. So, to wrap things up, what are the three key takeaways from Azar's paper on Bayesian persuasion and cryptography?
First, for information disclosure like bank stress tests to be truly credible, we need mechanisms that prevent the sender, like a regulator, from suppressing unfavorable information after they've seen the actual state.
Got it. Preventing the grinding of signals is paramount for trust.
Second, the paper introduces receiver private certified Bayesian persuasion as the benchmark for this. It ensures the receiver gets a verifiable signal, while the specific signal itself remains hidden from the sender until delivered.
So, privacy from the sender is the key to commitment.
And third, this economic commitment problem is fundamentally tied to cryptography. Hiding the signal from the sender isn't just a technical detail, but a necessary condition to achieve welfare-improving, credible disclosure in such critical situations.
Fascinating. It really highlights how interlinked economics and cutting-edge technology are becoming. Thanks for breaking down this complex but crucial research.
My pleasure. It's clear that building trust in information systems will increasingly rely on these kinds of cryptographic solutions. That's all for this episode.